I'm here with Peter Mulcaster following Northallerton's 2-1 victory over Norton and Stockton Angels today. It was a tough game, but we come out with the 3 points, Peter.
We came out with 3 points, which is what it's all about, but I've got to say that that was probably the hardest game we've had all season. I think we shaded the first half, if I'm honest, and the second half, I mean, they must have had 75% of the play in our half. But defenders have to play well, and they did today. Absolutely tremendous. And also, if I'm honest, and I don't want to take anything away from our lads, but I think a draw might have been a fair result, if I am honest. But not, we won't be able to move on.
I mean, we showed Kevin in the first half, went behind again, as we seem to often,
yeah.
And we came back, obviously, to get in front before half-time, which I think was important as well, wasn't it?
I think both teams came out, we said before the game, we've got to go out there and come out the blocks quick. And we did do, but so did they. So the first half, I thought, was really, there was some good football played by both sides. There was lots of work from both sides. You know, the attitude from both sides was good. And it was a real good game. But after we scored the second goal, I thought that we shaded it from there till the end of the half. But like I say, the second half, I mean, they came out and it was constant pressure all the time.
I mean, they did have a lot of pressure, but they didn't really have a lot of clear-cut opportunities, did they?
I think they won a two, but you look at it, you think, I mean, you know, young Taffy's, this is his last game for us today. You know, he's helped us out and he's been magnificent and he had a great game again today. His positional sense is good. He's talking when you can understand him is good. But he did very well. So whether it wasn't, you know, it was the fact that he, his positional play was good, denied them.
Yeah, I mean, you signed a new goalkeeper today, I believe.
Yes, James Howarth. He was at Bishop Auckland. He went on loan to Billingham Town and he's on Blythe's books as well. 2 weeks ago, he was down at Brentford for a trial and they said, look, go and get some games in because he hasn't played on a regular basis for a club. So he's coming and he'll be in between the sticks next week.
Oh, that's something. It's a positive.
That's a positive. And Richard Dacom from Billingham Town's signed. He'll be in the squad next week. Dale Elgie's back next week. Stephen Banks is next week. We're looking a lot stronger now.
We've seen a few more numbers, which has been a problem, hasn't it, the last few games, hasn't it?
It's been, well, as you know, a nightmare. Wednesday night, even today, you know, people having excuses, but there you go, it's another story.
But we won the game, and that's the
main thing. We won the game, and at the end, you know, that's what it's all about, and we're over the moon with that. So we look forward to having a week off and meet again next Saturday at Towlow.
Hopefully another performance like that will be,
be good. Yeah, another performance and, another win. If we can get another win, we'll be fine. But once again, it's a hard game because, they're a canny side.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's on, if there's not 10 inches of snow, of course.
We should be okay. Yeah, thanks for that. Cheers. Well,
all right. Cheers, Ricky boy.